Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Are you good, babe?
Like 30 seconds before. I know it's hard to tell the time, but.
Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Oh, trouble in my way, I got to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, because I know Jesus, he will fix it after a while. Come on, trouble is my way. I have to cry sometimes. Oh, I know trouble can come up and get in my way. I gotta cry sometimes. I lay awake at night. But I tell God, that's all right. Hey, cause I know Jesus, he will fix it. Jesus will fix it. Jesus will fix it for you and me after a while. Everybody come on, clap your hands. Clap your hands if you know, if you know that he fixed it for you. Oh, I know Jesus. Yeah, I know he will. I know he will. I know he will. Trouble in my way. I got to cry sometimes. Oh, I know some trouble can get in my way and make me cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but God, that's all right. Yeah, I know Jesus. I know that Jesus, he can fix it for you. He can fix it for me. In the middle of the night, when you can't sleep right, and you leave your head on the bed, and you know that you got to leave it, you got to leave it to Jesus to fix it. He can fix it for you, and he can fix it for you. He'll fix it for you. Oh, he'll fix it for me. He said, if you come to me and leave it in my hands, I know that he will understand. Give it to God today. Don't hold on. Leave it in his hands. Jesus can fix it for you. He can fix it every day. Give him every day. Put it in his hands every day. Everybody clap your hands. He will understand. He will understand. Jesus can fix it for you. Am I the only one? He can fix it for me. He will fix it every day. He can fix it for you today. I know Jesus. I know Jesus will fix that. He will fix it for you. Give it to him. He will fix it. You have your problem in your head. You got to give it to him. He understands. Jesus will fix it for you. After a while.
Oh, come on, put your hands together. If you believe he'll fix it. If you believe he'll fix it after a while, come on, put your hands together. I like that part. It just says, I know Jesus.
I know Jesus.
Yeah.
He will fix it. He'll fix it for you.
Hey, come on, if you know he'll fix it, come on, say that.
He'll fix it for me.
I know.
You gotta let go. Let go of God. You gotta let go. Let go of God. You gotta let go. Let go of God. Gotta let go. And
I know
let go
he will
God.
Fix it.
He will fix it.
I know he will fix it.
Jesus will fix it.
Hey.
Every day for me. And every day for you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He will fix it for you. He will fix it after a while.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus will fix it. Good morning, and God bless you, and welcome to the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. We are so grateful that you decided to join in with us today. Thank you, first of all, to those of you who have ventured out. I know the temperature has gotten a little different, but guess what? Thank God, first of all, for the heat in the building. I wish somebody would help me right there. Some of y'all should have shouted right then. Come on now. Thank God for the heat in the building, but we thank you for coming out and joining in with us today. Even with your mask on, we still can see the smiles in your eyes. Amen. And for those of you watching online, we welcome you to our morning broadcast this morning. We are streaming on several locations. Thank you first to our Facebook family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hit that share button and let the world know that you're watching the birthplace of gospel music. For those of you watching on YouTube, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, and hit that subscribe button. And you can also let the world know that you're watching the birthplace of gospel music. We are so happy again that you have decided to join in with us. Come on, y'all. Let's just get a little bit more of that. Come on. Come on, musicians. Come on.
I know Jesus.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
He will fix that problem.
Come on. Come on.
I'm a witness. He can fix that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a witness. He can fix it.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Can I get a witness? Can he fix it for you?
Come on. Did he fix it?
Raise your hand if he know.
Yeah, yeah.
Raise your hand if you know.
Come on, come on, come on.
Jesus can fix it for you.
My, 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 my.
Yes, he will fix it for you. And the why.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our scripture text this morning comes from a very familiar passage. You might not even have to open up your Bible, but we will find out. But it comes from the 23rd division of the Psalms. Psalm 23, it is one simple verse. It is one simple verse. Verse 4. Y'all ought to know this one. Just look already in your mind. You're starting to start it off in your head. You just got to remember where the verse is. But it's the Psalm 23, verse 4 simply says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Come on now. I will fear no evil. Why? Huh? Because thou art with me. Come on now. Thy rod, I wish I could get some help. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. Pastor, if you don't mind, I take a little privilege. Can we read it one more time? Yea, though I walk through. Come on. The valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? Why? Ask yourself, why? Why? Because thou art with me. Come on, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Come on. Glory, 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 glory. Let us pray. Father God, we welcome you into this place. God, we welcome you this morning. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we just want to say thank you. I'm not going to ask you for nothing today, God. We just want to praise and thank you today, God. We want to turn this early service into a Thanksgiving service right now today, God. We're not coming to beg you for anything, God. Yes, we have needs, but today we just want to lift up your name in this place. Lord God, we love you on today. Have your way in this service today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
How many of y'all know that God does not fail? He cannot fail. He cannot fail. Amen, church? I've been through some stuff this week. I'm ready to have church and ready to worship. God has brought me out, and I get to give God the glory. And I don't know. Am I by myself? Am I by myself? Give God the glory. Come on, somebody. He's right there. He's right there. Put your hands together. God never fails. Oh, God never fails. He abides with me. He gives me victory. God never fails. Just keep the faith. Come on. And never cease to pray. Just walk a bright morning, noonday or night. He'll be there. Yes, he will. There's no need to worry, cause God never fails. Somebody sing it with me. God never fails. Yeah, come on. God never fails. He abides with me. He gives me victory. God never fails. just walk a bright morning, noonday or night. He'll be there, yes he will, yes he will. No need to worry, for God never fails. God never fails. Somebody sing it with me. God never fails. He abides with me. He gives me victory. God never fails. Just keep the faith and never cease to pray. Just walk a bright morning, noonday or night. He'll be there. He'll be there. There's no need to worry, for God never fails. Come on. Come on, church, sing it. No music. Never fails. I want to hear somebody sing. God never fails. He abides with me. He gives me victory. God never fails. Well, put your hands together. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Never cease to pray. Just walk the bright morning, noonday or night. He'll be there. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. No need to worry, for God never fails. One more time, sing it. God never fails. Oh, God never fails. He abides with me. He gives me victory. God never fails. Keep the faith. Keep the faith and never cease to pray. Walk upright, walk upright. Morning, noon, day or night. He'll be there. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. No need to worry, for God. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I know for myself. What about you? I know for myself. He will never, never, ever, never, ever, ever, never. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, come on, Ebenezer. Come on, Ebenezer. Come on, Ebenezer. You know this song has been saturated through these walls for decades. I can see Deacon Joe Manuel right now leading the youth choir and the young adult choir. Come on, y'all, if you remember the song, let's join in one time. Come on.
Just walk the bright morning, noonday or night. He'll be there, he'll be there. There's no need to worry, for God never fails.
God never fails.
God never fails. God never fails. He abides with me. He gives me victory. God never fails. Just keep the faith and never cease to pray.
Just
walk the bright morning, day or night.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Yes, he will. No need to worry, for God. Thank you, Lord. Never.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He never fails. He don't do that. He does not fail. He cannot fail.
Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah in this place. That song brings back wonderful memories. And it's still true. I said it's still true that God never fails. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you come to worship the Lord today? Did you come to worship the Lord today? Has God done anything for you this week? that you know you could not have done for yourself? If you're watching at home, are you here to worship God today? Because I declare God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. And he never fails. Welcome once again to this, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We are so excited that you are with us this morning as we worship the God of our Father. We are so excited. And again, as Minister King has said, if you could share this worship via YouTube or online with our Facebook page, with your family and friends, invite them to worship with us today. For God is worthy to be praised. I want to make a couple of quick announcements. First of all, Minister King and I have decided to have a black turtleneck day. I don't know what happened, but he wasn't in my closet. I wasn't in his. But oh, and I sing as well. So this is part of the new attire. Praise the Lord on the third Sunday in November. Okay, we're going to sing. But we thank God. Thank God being on one accord. I want to read two cards of thank you. Know, we learned early it's always nice to be nice and always appropriate to say thank you. And we have two cards here. It says, greetings to the saints. Thank you for your humble prayers concerning Ken and I. We appreciate the steadfast love of the brothers. For God's unchanging hand has granted his healing and continues to provide all of our needs. We appreciate every prayer and sacrifice. Please continue to pray as 80% of the cancer cells are gone. To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory from Brother Ken and Felicia Sexton. Praise God for the report. Amen. And then they sent another one to me. It says, thank you for your kindness and your labor of love by caring, by coming, by only God knows how much that meant to Ken. May God bless you and your brothers. Please tell them it was a blessing to my husband and I for the visit. Uplifted our spirits. Thank you, Pastor Person the Sexton. Little does she know it was mutual because our spirits were lifted as well as we visited our brother in California. To God, we're going to continue to keep praying for him and others. I want to make mention also of the outreach ministry is now accepting toy donations. Toys can be dropped off at the church in the toy donation boxes in the Smith Chapel. You know, we got to do this early as we are still being impacted by the supply chain in the global supply chain that has been impacted by the pandemic. So we need to make certain that we do go and shop early. Now, if there are any members that do not like, don't want to shop, don't want to go to the stores to get toys so that we can bless families this year, you can make a donation and members of the outreach ministry will go and purchase the toys for you. But we want to be a blessing. Amen. We want 100 toys in Ebenezer, right? We want 100 toys in Ebenezer. And this year we want to go over the top. I know Deacon Cooper is leading the effort, but we want to go over the top with evangelism, inviting people to Ebenezer, letting them know about our online worship as well. We just don't want to be a toy stop. We want to be a salvation stop. Praise the Lord. And so we want to reach out when they come to pick up the toys. We also want to say thank you to all of you who seeded into the efforts for the Thanksgiving baskets. We have 20 persons, all the baskets, they will be ready, and we have met our goal, and we are grateful to all of you in the outreach ministry who did the work. Let me just go ahead and tell you that I already told Sister Maxine this morning that 20 ain't enough. Next year we're going for 50. Praise the Lord. 50. Come on, can I get some excitement about 50 baskets? Come on, if we don't trust God to do it, we'll never be able to do it, amen? Amen. We're going to do it. Also, we're waiting for more confirmation, but we are scheduled for the second round of COVID-19 shots here at Ebenezer on November 21st, from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m. On the 21st. You can register online with the link, but we're waiting for an updated link from the Illinois Department of Health. And as soon as we get that, we will put that out and make certain that you are aware. But we want to make certain that those persons who want the booster, who needs the initial shots and all of those things can get it done here at Ebenezer. And this will conclude for this year, and then we will be going at it again starting in the new year with COVID shots here at Ebenezer. Amen? Amen. Also, the office is asking if you would be so kind as to make certain that all of your contact information is up to date. If your number has changed, if you have moved, if you want your secondary or tertiary email address, please let the church office know so that they can update their files. We have things that we're trying to send to members, and it's coming back. It's bouncing back. So you all need to update your addresses, your email addresses. And let me just go ahead and say this now. We are trying to move towards getting information out more and more via email and texts. So please make certain that the church has your email address and your text. Now, you may be a senior and say, well, Reverend, I don't have email. Well, let me encourage you. It's easy to get. And it's easy to learn. You probably already have it set up or don't know it on your phone. Please, if you need help, Minister King and others who are tech savvy will help you set up your email address. And age is no excuse, because Sally Hogan got an email address and a Facebook page. And if she can figure it out and work it out, and she does it very well, so can all of us. And what we're trying to do is get more information out to you so that you'll have it. This past week, the church newsletter, November newsletter, went out via email. If you did not get it because you don't have an email on file with the church, you can get the copy of the newsletter from the ushers as you depart this morning. Amen? Amen? Amen. Let's continue to worship God. Also, we want to make mention one last thing. Our Thanksgiving Day service is scheduled for November 25th. At 10 a.m. We, Ebenezer, is the host church. We will be hosting Morningstar and Monumental Baptist Church of Chicago. We are the host church. So before, as I said, in my calling post, before you dig into your turkeys, before you finish cooking them sweet potatoes, y'all make sure you all start off giving God praise, amen, and thanksgiving, amen. Is there a witness in the house? We ought not let the world beat us to showing our praise and thanksgiving to God. Amen. 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 Let's continue in worship.
I've been through some stuff this week, church. How many of y'all have been through some stuff? I know you've been through things. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. Why y'all sit so far back? Come up a little. I always wonder people sit near the back. Get close to the fire. Next time. But the Lord, this is Psalm 121. It blessed my spirit. You all, come on. It's easy. Come on, sing it. The Lord's my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait. on you. I will trust in you till I die. I will trust in you.
Come on, somebody.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. Yes, I will. I will wait on you. I will trust in you. I put my hand in your hand. I will trust in you.
Come on, somebody put their hands together. While you're trusting, put your hands together. While you're waiting, put your hands together. While you're waiting, stop praying. Oh God, oh God, oh God, help us, help us. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. That's Psalm 27. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, somebody say, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? I'm not gonna fear. Whom shall I be afraid? Oh, the Lord is my light. Salvation, who shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid? I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Somebody say it with me.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Something about the word when you say it.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Come on, one more time.
Amen, Mark. Amen, Mark. Give him glory and glory in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been through some stuff. I'm ready to praise God today.
Huh? We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. God, you are the everlasting. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. You are the everlasting. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. You are the everlasting. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the Lord who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
We set our hope on I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain, I'm going to remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Come on, somebody. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Are you confident?
Hallelujah.
See the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. It's something about the lyrics. Lyrics matter. Lyrics matter. I tell y'all this all the time. Words matter. I will remain confident in this, that I will see the salvation of the Lord. Can you just, you got to get that down in your spirit, man. I will remain confident in this, that I point at yourself, make it personal, that you got it. I got one witness. That's all it takes. That I will see the goodness. I don't know. Maybe I just, my. We set our hopes on you. I just like words. I like words that matter. Some, you know, a lot of songs just have a lot of fluff to them. But when you sing back, see. Now the invitation to the workshop was open for everybody. But had y'all came, you know, a lot of times when you're singing songs, a psalm is nothing but a song. And that particular psalm is a song, and you're just singing it back to the Lord. I will remain. Woo. Confident in this, I will see the goodness of the Lord. One more time. Can we just do that? I will remain. Come on.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Now, if you don't believe it, you ain't got to sing it, but
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. We set our hope on you.
Yeah.
We set our hope
That's
on
it.
Your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. I will remain confident in this. I got confidence. I'm gonna see the salvation of the Lord. Yes,
okay.
I will. I will remain
confident
in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Hallelujah in this place. Come on, put your hands together right there. That's a good place to praise him right there. That's a good place to praise him right there. That's a good place. That's a good place. past, you know, in my mind, I say, you know, well, maybe, you know, I put too much undue pressure on folk to praise God a certain kind of way. And I said, well, I know we got some things coming down the pipeline. Maybe when that screen is on that side and the screen is on that side, and maybe when they see the word say, I will remain confident, maybe when they see the word, maybe then somebody might open up their mouth and sing back. You know, this ain't a spectator sport. This is worship. All right. I know it's offering time. Let me get back to the script. Come on. We so programmed, we just can't. Ooh, glory. I heard the sister say it was some stuff going on this week. And then I saw some amens coming from this side of the room over here. God bless y'all. And then I saw a hand go up back there. But you remain confident. You remain confident. And because you know you'll see the sound. Somewhere in the Bible, I saw it say, stand still. I believe Moses stood at the foot of the base of the water. And he said, stand still and see the salvation. Oh, God. All right. We just gonna do the offering. And it's offering time, church. Come on, ushers. Amen. Oh, wow. We want to lift them up right now. God bless you. Thank you for the reminder. Oh, it is about that time of the year, too. God bless you. We want to lift up our ushers, the Ebenezer ushers of the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. The ushers turn 100 today. They are 100 years old. God bless you. Oh, y'all can do better than that. Come on. Standing on the door for 100 years. Now, hold on. I had the privilege for at least 2 years that I've been here to preach for their service, and I know we haven't had it because of COVID and all that kind of stuff, but 100 years of service, 100 years of putting up with folk. Y'all just, okay, all right. I just want it's a different kind of spirit. It's a different kind of spirit to be an usher in the Lord's house. Huh? You got to have that Dr. King spirit. You know that. That's why I couldn't be an usher. I got the Malcolm X spirit. My mama was an usher, though. You know, 100 years of sticking that hand out and telling you to put that gum right here in my glove. Put that 100 years of tapping you on the shoulder, telling you to shh. Yeah. Man, pull your coattail. Amen. Hallelujah. It is offering time. We thank God right now for this time of the service. It is offering time. It's time to get your best gift in your hand. We are so grateful. There are so many ways you can give. There are 5 ways you can give. You can now give right now. If you're watching online from our online people, you can give on the EbenezerBronzeville.org website, EbenezerBronzeville.org website. Hit that give now button. You can give there. If you want to give via text to give. That phone number for text to give is online on your screen right now, but that number is 312-779-0146. Again, text to give, 312-779-0146. And if you have Zelle, use the Zelle app, you can give there as well, 773-960-9028. Again, 773-960-9028. And then last but not least, if you are here, those of you are in service, the ushers will be around to take your tithe and your offering. And if you're home and you just want to drive by or mail in your gift, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, 60653, Chicago, Illinois. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you right now, God, in advance. Lord God, we thank you in advance for the offering that we are about to receive, God, in your name. Lord God, we thank you for the faithful tithers right now, God. Lord God, we thank you, God, and we bless you in advance for the increase already, God. Lord, you know what we stand in need of. You know the great task before us. But we remain confident. Yeah. We remain confident, God, that you will give us what we need to further your ministry. in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget the get ahead offering, We are trying to get ahead already for next year. Amen. We're trying to get ahead for next year so you can come on and get your get ahead offering in your hand. Amen. I don't know. Else you didn't hear me say amen. Let me say it again. Amen. 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 Come on, musicians. Come on. Thank you for your generosity, Ebenezer, not only day, but today, but through this entire year of 2021. We are grateful for your stewardship, and we want to encourage you, as Minister King has said, we want to get ahead because we have come to know in the almost three years that I have been here, that Ebenezer folk love heat. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, we got this big old building that has a lot of space, and we got to put some heat in here, and we want to make certain that our resources are not depleted. So if we can just get ahead, that will be a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, because I'm good with cutting it off. I'm good with cutting it off because I sweat on the good heat we got in here. But we are thankful to you for your generosity and for your stewardship. Let us prepare for our altar call. We have a lot of names. We have a lot of names. Persons who are standing in the need of prayer. But before we, what y'all playing? Before we delve into these names, we have to say that God is awesome because we know that God answers prayer. Now, I don't know about where you are, where you sit with that, but unless you've experienced, and I believe everybody in this room has experienced it in some shape, form, or fashion, that God answers prayer. But I'm a witness. I said, I'm a witness. I guess I'm talking to myself this morning. But I'm getting to the place where I don't even care anymore. Last Sunday, and I'm just sharing this, my immediate family was carrying a heavy, heavy, heavy burden. Heavy burden. And it had to do with my wife. We were carrying a heavy burden. And she had a doctor's appointment on Monday. And she was full of anxiety, as was I, because The doctor said they thought they saw. Thought they saw. And we were carrying a heavy burden because we didn't know. And we were trying to figure out, well, if it's not the news we want, how we'll be able to deal with it. Because we recognize that even if we got news that we've done, we get news that we don't want to hear, God is still yet able. God is still yet able. Even when it's not news. And so we were carrying this burden, and at the beginning of the week, and we was like, Lord, with this, our lives are going to change depending upon what the news is. And she went on and she had her procedure, and they were waiting, and you know the waiting game and the anxiety and the waiting game. You can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't think. And it don't help none that she's in the healthcare profession. So she knew how to get the results early. And I didn't want her to have to get the results early by herself, but she couldn't wait. And so Monday, Nancy, you know how Rachel had to leave the call immediately because I had to have somebody to be with her because I was at work. And so I praise God for one of our members who happens to be my beloved cousin who ran to the house. And when she got there, and I'm at work, I'm on the other side of town. And I got the news that everything, what they thought, is not what it was. Y'all don't hear me today. And so I came at the beginning of last week with a lot of anxiety, and not only did we get the good news, but the week turned out better than we even expected, because we got some more news that I can't share right now. I'm going to share next Sunday, but we got some even better news, and I'm just so glad that I know God answers prayer. And so I say that to all of these people who are on our prayer list, just to let you know, to encourage you, that God answers prayer. And I know sometimes the answer is not the way we often want it, but God does answer, because not only does God answer, God sustains. And God keeps you. And God has promised to be with you. So no matter what you're going through, we want to lift up Veronica Taylor and Ron Taylor. That is the children of Vivian Taylor, who got news about COVID in their family. We're thanking God that everything will be all right. We're lifting up Sally Taylor, another member of the family, a little girl who also has been exposed, and we want to pray for her. Just want to encourage you that God answers prayer. We're lifting up Crystal Davis, who is scheduled this week. We lifting up, continue to pray for Michelle and Sean Pope. We haven't forgotten about you, Belinda Guyton and family. We are still praying. We're shouting hallelujah and praises that Juanita Cooper is on the mend and is doing better every single day. I said that we're praising God. We're praying and continuing to lift up Lindsay Mayfield and Marguerite Jones and Linda Hill, the daughter of James Smith, Deacon James Smith. We're praying for Doris Robinson, the cousin of Beverly Stinson, Latima Nathan, Deacon Chester Coleman. We haven't forgot about you, Chester. We are still praying for you. Lisa and Willie Grant, Alfred Moore, Kenneth Sexton, Minnie Peggs. We're praying for my armor bearer, Rob Martin, right now, who just got out of the hospital. We're praying for his restoration. We are praying for Al and Mary Burton, Shirley Anderson. We're praying for Mary Sumter and Grace Lee and Reverend Mary Grant. We're lifting up Sarah Billups, Brother Billups in the building, but we continue to intercede on behalf of Sarah Billups. Praying for Mary Alexander, G.G. Simmons, the daughter-in-law of Vivian Peaks,
Rosa Conway, Grace Kimbrough, sister-in-law of Freddie Boyd, Ethel Bronson. And we continue to pray for Gladys Evans, who's 101 years old, who is asked to be on the prayer list today. Let us go to God. God, we thank you that every sickness is not unto death. We thank you, O God, for the opportunity to be able to call upon your name right now, O God. We thank you, O God, for your healing power and for your mercy and your kindness. God, we intercede on behalf of these names today, O God, asking, O God, that you would touch them at the point of their need, O God. You know what they stand in need of, O God. And so, God, we are intentional. We are intentional in stopping and pausing, O God, to lift them up, O God. We're even lifting up the names we don't know, O God, asking, O God, that you would have mercy upon them right now, O God. God, we're lifting up our communities, oh God. There's so much violence in our community, oh God. We remember the faith community of New Faith Baptist Church that had to bury a 20-year-old girl who was shot dead in Chicago because she wouldn't give a telephone number, God. We're praying for that faith community, oh God. God, we're praying. We're praying, oh God, that justice will be done in those court cases, oh God. Asking, oh God, that justice will be done, oh God. We're praying, oh God, continue to pray for Ebenezer right now, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your favor. We thank you, God, for your provisions. We're thanking you, God, for what you have done, oh God. God, we ask that you continue to hold us accountable for what we must do. God, let's don't sit back, oh God. Let us lean forward with anticipation as we seek to continue to serve you, oh God. As we continue to lift your name, oh God, as we continue to outreach into the communities, oh God, God, help us to be a church that's like a magnet that draws people in, oh God, as we lift up the name of Jesus, because we are mindful that Jesus is worthy. Jesus is worthy to be praised. We thank you, oh God, for the leadership of this church, for the officers, the trustees, the deacons, oh God. All of our members, oh God, we lift them up today. We ask, oh God, that you continue to bless us, oh God. Pour back into them that which they have emptied of themselves. God, I ask that you continue to keep your hands on me, oh God, knowing, oh God, that I am just a vessel. Just a vessel, God, trying to listen to the voice of God in my life. God, I thank you for this wonderful privilege to be able to serve in this place at this time. God, we ask, oh God, that you will continue to guide and direct me, oh God, as I seek to serve you by serving your people. Thank you, God, for this day. And we pray, oh God, that you will be in the balance of this worship service, oh God, that something that may be said in the preached word will speak to the needs of those who have gathered here in faith. God, we say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, God, for what you will do. Thank you, God, for the victory in advance. Thank you, God, for making ways out of no way. Thank you, God, for healing the sick. Thank you, God, for bringing our young people back home. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We'll be ever so careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen, 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 amen.
Just have faith when you pray. Everything will be all right. Just have faith when you pray, when you need a friend, when you need a friend, just have faith when you pray. When you pray, everything will be all right. When you pray, everything will work out fine. Just have faith when you pray, when you need a friend. Oh, when you need a friend, to the end. Just have faith when you pray.
Amen. Amen. Is that not a testimony this morning? Amen. When you pray, have faith. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Amen.
Just happy.
Amen. Amen. I don't even know how to explain it. I'm just so full this morning. And I ain't said a word, preached a word, but I'm just so full. I'm so full. I get a chance to look at the landscape of where we are as a faith community, and I'm full. Knowing that we still have a lot of work to be done, but I can testify that God is faithful. Oh, yeah, I ain't got no true believers up in here. Y'all need to stop sitting on your praise. Life will show you how much you need the Lord. Life will show you. I know we profess and we check the Christian box when we go to places and spaces. But when you have to walk in that thing for real, when you don't know what the outcome could be, y'all looking at me, and I'm looking at you, looking at me, you got to have faith in God that he will bring you out. And again, I want to be careful. I'm going to be careful. It don't always mean it's going to turn out the way you want. But it don't matter if you got God. Oh, y'all don't hear me. It don't matter if you have God. Because every story don't end the way we hoped it would end. But if you have God, you could keep going. I want to speak into your hearing just for a few minutes. This little word really spoke to me. Because as I said earlier, transparency, I was having a huge weight upon me last Sunday. Huge, huge weight. And I had to really preach to myself to get myself through it as I tried to support my wife. And I was drawn once again to this text that we often hear at funerals, but it ain't a funeral sermon. Mm-hmm. 23rd Psalms, 4th verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Do you not know we walk through the valley of the shadow of death and we're still alive? From your house to this church, you've walked through the valley of the shadow of death. You just didn't know it, but you did. I just want to speak for just a few minutes from the subject, only a shadow. Only a shadow. The story is told in the middle of the night. A father heard his child screaming. He ran into the room and saw the fear on his son's eyes. He asked, what's wrong? What's going on? As he grabbed him and held his son close. There's a monster in my room. Any parent been there before? Any parent been there before? There's a monster in my room. He's over there. And the boy pointed to a dark corner of the room where shadows lurked. Shadows were lurking in the shape of a little boy's imaginary monster. His daddy said, it's just a shadow. It's just a shadow. I know, like many of you know, shadows can be scary. Sometimes we feel like we are navigating through life's challenges almost completely in the dark. And you know, it's easy to convince ourselves that we are doomed when we judge things only by what we see. What we need is the kind of faith David had, who said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me." The valley of the shadow of death is a symbolic description of the state of our world. For we, Ebenezer, we walk through this symbolic valley of sins, darkness, and death as a part of our human experience. Sin's shadow is all around us. There is no place we can go to escape it. You can't go to the West Coast or to the Caribbean and hide. The shadows that come into our lives reflect sin's presence in the world. But for David, a shepherd, the valley of a shadow of death was a location. It was a dangerous place. There really was and still is a valley of the shadow of death. It resides in the Holy Land. It is south of the Jericho Road, a very narrow gorge that cuts through the mountain range leading from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea. Poor grazing conditions made it necessary back in the day for shepherds to quickly move their herds through this shadow of death between towering mountains that blotted out the sun. Unpredictable weather in the gorge often made this journey very treacherous. There was nowhere to seek shelter if the weather suddenly turned foul. And the worst part was, the valley is 4.5 miles long. David's expressed trust in the Lord takes on a whole new meaning once you understand that what he faced as a shepherd driving his herd. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. David isn't the only one who spoke of the shadow of death. It was a common expression among the early Hebrew nationals. The Hebrew word is salmaveth. It also meant shade of death or the grave. The Hebrews saw this dreaded death as a permanent separation from God. And I need to let you know something. Anything that separates us from God, anything that comes between us and God, is a spiritual death. That's why it's no wonder Job thought he was in the shadow of death. You know the story of Job. He lost his livelihood. He lost his livestock. He lost his home and his family and finally his good health. And in chapter 3, verse 5, Job says, "Let the day perish when I was born." And he begged for the shadow of death to come and stain or swallow him in his agony. 14 times Job wails that he is in the shadow of death as he wonders aloud before God how he ended up this way. When the Lord had had enough of his wailing, he had to speak forcibly to Job, just to get him to listen. God said, get this, "Gird up thy loins like a man." It's time for me to question you and let me see if you know the answer. That's Job 38:3. In other words, you claim to know so much about your condition, Job. Now it's my turn to ask you some questions to see just how wise you really are. Then the Lord gave Job what for? You know what that is. It's what you get when you do nothing but complain nonstop to God about the condition you're in, because you know more about it than God. Job complained so much that God had to tell him to be still. And I can hear the Lord as he says to Job, have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Let me give it to you in plain English. Job, has the location of the gates of death been revealed to you? Tell me about it if you know. You see, beloved, in our lifetime, we faced our own shadows of death. And never more than during this worldwide pandemic. When troubles come, we all, just like Joe, wonder, why is this happening to me? Why me, God? We do the same thing and we turn to God and we question like Job did, why me? First of all, we need to understand that troubles are only shadows. Did you hear me today? Troubles are only shadows. They may seem monstrous at the time because their presence weighs so heavily upon us. Trouble has a way of getting us to take our eyes off the prize of knowing Christ and being obedient to God's plan for our lives. Satan uses trouble to create doubt in you while he tries to devour you. The enemy will try to use anxiety to weaken your blessed assurance. He'll try to use sickness to convince you that there is no balm in Gilead. He'll try to use hostility to destroy your peace and try to use failure to convince you that you will never, ever, ever succeed. He'll try to use wickedness against your desire for righteousness. And he'll try to use lies to cause you to miss your blessing. But David said, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. You see, when we call upon the name of the Lord and praise him, we have to trust and believe that God will hear our call. God will hear our faintest cry. God will hear our petitions. Shadows can be frightening no matter what shape they take. Shadows will control you if you let them. Satan is their chief advocate. The enemy's plan is to use the shadows to deceive the saints of God, to deface the image of God, to discourage the work of God, to deride the miracles of God, to defeat the plan of God, to defy the wisdom of God, and depress the people of God. That's what the enemy's plan is. But like David, with faith, Sister Dorothy, with faith, by faith, we can overcome our troubles. By faith, we can overcome. By faith, we can move mountains. By faith, we can make a comeback. It doesn't matter how deep the valley or how high the mountains. It doesn't matter how rocky the road or how perilous the crossing. These valleys are only shadows of our lives, nighttime experiences. If we hold onto the light of Christ, joy will come in the morning, because Christ has overcome the world. Then trials are teaching time. Did you hear what I said? Trials are teaching time. Poor faithful Job could not understand how his life could have gone so wrong so quickly. Theological scholars have tried for centuries to explain why Job had to suffer so much. And while it's true that God withdrew his head of protection from around Job, the reality is that trials are a part of life. For Jesus attested, you heard him when he said, in this world, you will have tribulation. They were practicing this morning. Luther Barnes put it this way. Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's all right, because Jesus will fix it. After a while, is there a witness in this house that he will fix it? After a while, David had his trials, and not just in the valley of a shadow of death. King Saul sought out to kill him. David's own son, Absalom, led an army of haters against him. And then there were the shadows David brought on himself. It's not the trial itself that is significant. Get this. It's what we learn in the midst of our trial that matters. God uses our trials to teach us lessons we would not otherwise learn. There's a story told of the 5-time Grammy Award winning gospel singer Lanera Harris explains it best for us. While on a rigorous concert tour, he lost his voice. He had worked his vocal cords to the point of collapse, and the doctor warned him that if he did not stay silent for a full year, he would lose his voice forever. Harris once said, I learned more about God's use of my voice in that long and painful year than in all the years I studied music at Western Kentucky University. You see, beloved, God uses trials not just to test our faith, but to teach us how to overcome adversity. Job learned during his test how little he knew about God, but he also learned how great is our God, and how powerful his sovereignty is. And when the shadows disappeared, God was faithful to restore Job's life and livelihood. But finally, brothers and sisters in Christ, troubles, and this is the good part, lead us to our victories. It leads us to our victories. Are you at the end of your rope right now? I heard it said once, just tie a knot and just hold on. For the Lord will fashion a way out for you. The old saints used to call it this way. He will make a way out of no way. If faith is the evidence of things not seen, you will just have to trust God that when the battle is over, he will give you the victory. Anybody on the battlefield right now? Anybody on the battlefield right now? He will give you the victory. Peter said, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God do what? Commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. God is faithful to the faithful. Did you hear what I said this morning? God is faithful to the faithful. He will keep his covenant with those who follow him. You keep your end of the covenant, he'll keep his. You keep your end of the covenant. You know the if part? What do you mean, preacher? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you keep that part. And God will keep his. He will heal your land. He will heal your land. You've got to stand firm on the unshakable foundation of God's eternal word. For if you do that, you will survive the darkest of nights. You think you have troubles? You think this only happened to you? Some are wondering if this pandemic is a sign that Christ is coming soon. But this pandemic is just the beginning of trouble. For listen to what Jesus said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not, get this, troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, a kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes and diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. But get this, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Did you hear what I'm saying? To he that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. You just got to hold on and you will be saved. So I'm taking a cue from David and Job. I'm going to gird up my loins with truth. The truth that comes from the word of God. For I am an ambassador in bonds. I'm going to hold on and hold out until the end. I wonder this morning, will you commit your way unto the Lord with me? And will you trust in God? Because if you do, he will encourage you when shadows of despair come. If you do, he will strengthen you when shadows of weakness threaten you. He will guide you when the shadows of doubt loom. If you do, he will assure you when shadows of anxieties lurk. If you do, Ebenezer, he will hold you close when shadows of heartbreak bring sorrow. The Lord will bring to pass the victories we are praying for. Our darkest nights, our darkest of nights, will be followed by the brightest of days. Do you hear me today? Our heaviest burdens will be followed by our greatest blessings. Our greatest weaknesses will be followed by the most profound spiritual strength. Our most challenging circumstances will produce the most blessed results. Our taunting shadows, Ebenezer, are no match for God's glorious mercy. Our painful sorrows are no match for God's unspeakable joy. Our frustrating fears are no match for God's unsurpassable peace. If we walk with him through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For the Lord will take us from the gutter to glorious. He will take us from miserable to marvelous. If we walk with him from night shadows of death and desperation into daylight of deliverance. Won't he do it this morning? Won't he do it this morning? And so I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to continue to walk with him and continue to talk to him. No matter what I see and no matter what I hear, I'm going to trust in God because it's only a shadow. It's only a shadow. It's only a shadow. The word of God for the people of God. And all of God's people said, amen, amen. Can we do how great is our God as we open up the doors of the church? We're going to open the doors of the church. Perhaps there's someone that is here today that recognizes that they don't have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Perhaps you are watching on YouTube or Facebook or listening on TTLO radio, and you recognize that you don't have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, and you recognize that the shadows are scary, but you can make a change to that. You can make a statement against that. You can give your life to the Lord right now, because our God is great. Our God is awesome. Our God is mighty. Our God is a sustainer. We're opening the doors of the church to you, to you, to you. If you are here, if you don't have a church home, if this ain't the place where you're working out your soul's salvation, we invite you right now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Give your life to the Lord. If you're watching online, just send us your contact information. Just say, I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. And we'll follow up with you. We'll follow up with you. Come on, come on, come on. The saints of God, let's join in as we sing that together.
Is our God. Oh, we'll see how great.
How great?
How great is our God.
Come on, come on, come on. How great is our God?
How great?
How great?
Sing with me, how great.
Come on, come on.
Is our God. Oh, see how great.
How great?
How great.
How great is our God?
Is our
oh, come on. Is there a witness in this building today? Come on, come on. How great, how great, how great?
How great is our God.
Yeah.
Sing with me, how great. Is our God. Oh, see how great.
How great.
How great is our God.
Name above all names. Name above all names. You are worthy of the praise.
He's the name above all names.
You are worthy of the praise.
He is worthy of our praise.
And my heart will sing. How great?
How great?
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. How great is our God? How great, how great?
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great.
Come on, come on, come on. Are you a witness in this building? Come on, Mark. Come on, Mark. Give me something. Play it. Play it. Play it. How great?
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, me, how great is our God? How great?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing it with me, how great is our God. How great, how great is our God.
All right, give God a hand clap of praise. Give him a hand clap of praise if you believe he's great.
give God a hand clap.
Yes,
a hand clap of praise if you believe
yes.
He's great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the visitation of His Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the people who have made their way, pressed their way to this, the house of prayer. As we stand to receive our benediction, please keep in mind the various announcements that have gone forth. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday night for Bible study. Thank God for the Sunday school class that's going strong and the Bible study that's going strong. That's how we get where God wants us to be. We got to study. We got to study. Let me say it for the Holy Ghost. We got to study God's word.
Hallelujah.
I don't know all the answers, and the good news is neither do you. So we got to study God's word. Let us look to heaven now unto him who's able to keep you from falling. To him was able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy. For the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace to serve the Lord.